Thank you for including worst impressions in your 2024 Eclipse experience. Welcome to Ecliptica. Bum 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 bum. Welcome to Worst Impressions. I am your host, Eric Anderson. Thank you for indulging our Ecliptica improvisational music. I was graciously helped by my guest today, Mr. David Wires.
This Ecliptica broadcast has been brought to you by contributions from listeners like you.
Thank you.
In other moments of NPR, this is fresh air. We talk about the plight of the Native Americans.
You literally walked in here and was like, I don't know what I'm going to do for my impression. And then his whole first line that he says is, I'm just going to do an impression of NPR.
I guess so.
Yeah. I was like, David, you got one. You got plenty of them in the can.
Yeah, but like, it's almost the same thing as like, if somebody's like, "Hey, you're funny," say a joke.
Do be funny, dude.
Yeah, he's like, dude,
it's the worst.
Don't ever do that to me.
100%. Probably the worst thing you could ever do to a funny person is, hey man, be funny.
You know what else though? Is that people, I often hear stuff like, oh, that was really funny. You're just, oh, or people will laugh or something. And I really was not trying to be.
Yes. It's the, yeah. Whenever you're not trying, you'll probably get some crazy, you'll kill hard. And then you'll be like, well, that sucks. Cause like that other stuff, I was really trying.
Yeah.
You don't
and sometimes
at the
stuff
I'm
also like trying to, I think I'm just such an awkward person.
Sure.
And sometimes when I try to be real, they're still just like, well, man, that is funny. And I'm just like,
it's like no, but I am actually sad about that.
Yeah.
I am talking about something serious, but yeah, I guess if you think it's funny, that's fine too, I guess.
I don't understand people very well. So sometimes I'm like, why did you think that was funny? I need to analyze that.
So if you were to guess, why do you think you would say you don't understand people?
Because I'm autistic.
All right. I'm not laughing.
I mean, no.
Yeah, I don't think I knew what being on the spectrum was until I met you.
Dude, I didn't even really realize it, I don't think, until like I saw some papers from like high school and I had gotten tested and they're just like, yeah, this guy has got Asperger's.
Sure.
And I mean, like,
what is Asperger's?
I think I even like knew that.
Yeah.
But I didn't register it until like way after I got out of the Navy and everything.
Sure, sure.
And I found it in some drawers and I was just like, oh, everything makes sense now. Now I get why I don't understand the people. No, no.
So you said you have Asperger's. What is that compared to?
Oh, I don't
know. You don't know?
Dude, there's
couldn't tell you.
there's even a spectrum with that. There's like people who are like, I know all the numbers of all the trains. And I'm not quite like that.
Some of the trains.
Yeah. I definitely can super hone in on stuff and like.
Yeah. And I think we've seen it.
Yeah.
Because you can.
I would also say I'm more on the mild side.
Sure. Sure. Guess. Absolutely. You know, there's mild, picante, yeah. Hot. Extra hot. Yeah. There's green. So yeah. Thank you for doing our little ecliptica improv song. That's our first like song improv I think we've done on the show.
Autistica.
ecliptica autistica. That is
I know the all name of our the numbers.
No, no, no.
All right, I'm done.
So let's get right to it. Were you nervous about coming here?
Yes.
Why?
Because this is weird.
Sure.
It's like, I don't have anything to say. Like,
absolutely.
And I think a lot of podcasts are like, they're like, thanks for coming. You're like, oh, well, thanks for having me. But like to say thanks for having me usually is like, I have something to pitch or like at the end. Like.
Right. But that's not. Yeah. And I want people to know that I'm not looking for somebody to like bring me something for the show. Like yeah. I am literally just like, if you would like to have a fun conversation with me on my show, I would love to have you.
This is cool. By yeah. the way. Like this is fun.
Thanks, man.
And I'm glad it started because like the whole buildup weird part is like when you're getting everything ready and doing the little pre-interview.
Right. That's feels like stressful. It's even stressful for me.
You're like sitting there waiting for a police interrogation to start.
which in Nick's case was like kind of an actual.
It was. That was cookie, very funny.
Cookie cone actual interrogation.
I did it. It was me.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that cookie cone issue. So okay. Let's start off with a banger. Do you have a story of a bad first impression of someone, something, restaurant?
I do, but I didn't know I did until it was actually just like a year and a half or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had an epiphany about someone we know.
Oh my God.
And it's actually, he's the sweetest, largest man in Waco. And I love him very much. He's a very cool guy. But I have a pretty bad first impression of Josh, and I wouldn't have known.
Whoa.
That I know.
For those of you listening, that episode is called Josh's Jugs. So you can pause this episode and go listen to Josh's Jugs and see what you feel about the guy. Because we're about to hear some dirt on this motherfucker.
I didn't, and I'm sure I am not the greatest first impression to, well, any of our friends.
I can guarantee it.
I'm sure that my first impressions are like a train wreck. And then people are just like, I guess he's not that bad later. Like,
oh, that was just an accident.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the dirt on Josh. Years ago, like circa 1998.
My Lord.
So 4 and 5
mm-hmm.
year old range.
Wow.
Highland Church.
Yeah.
Had a thing called Mother's Day Out.
Okay.
Which was like this like intermittent throughout the week, brief daycare service.
Sure.
That mothers could take their like toddlers and slightly older than a toddler child.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are called.
Graduated toddlers.
Yeah. Yeah. just to be, you know, watched and give them a break. And the mothers could go out and like, you know, I don't know, get their hair done or like go shop, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I have three siblings, but they're the closest one in age range to me is 7 years. So I have like, I didn't have much experience with children.
Yeah, sure.
And
How old were you in 1998? Toddler, something?
No, I would be like 5.
Okay. Okay.
So cool. I was like 5 or 6.
Okay. Cool. I'm just putting it together.
So, anyway, at this, I have no experience with like children, and sure. I don't really like them. so we ended up going to this Mother's Day out thing, and mm-hmm. I hated it because it was very weird and kids were running all over
everywhere
and just being like, let's go,
putting their hands in the mm-hmm. goo, like, where'd you find that goo?
My mom also dressed me up with a tie.
Oh yeah,
on the first day.
Go, mom.
Anyway, I could tell you some horror stories about Mother's Day out, but I'm cutting to the chase here.
Sure.
There was a point in the day where they would take us to this big room and they had a bounce house, like a blow up bounce house castle thing in there.
Fire, total fire. Awesome.
Not to me, because I'm like, I'd rather just, can we just stay in the classroom and be quiet? And
can we color?
Yeah. Like, that was me.
Were you a color kid?
Yeah, I was not a bounce house kid for sure. So we all are sort of wrangled into this thing and we have to, everybody take their shoes off and jump in there. And I'm trying to just like lightly jump in the corner.
Sure.
But there were these two children who were just the most rambunctious children. And, mm-hmm. and one of them would lay down prone and roll back and forth with haste around the bounce house and just try to sweep you off your feet. And then you'd be promptly rolled over. Like, so you'd collapse and they'd roll over.
I wonder who this is.
And he was always just like, ha, 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 yeah, yeah, let's go. And we just super hyperactive. And I was terrified of him.
He's probably huge then, too.
He was big. And I remember this little face very clearly. And I thought his name was Joshua Barrel. And it made sense in my mind because, like, it is Joshua Barrel because he rolls around. And I remember, like, going to my mom and being like, there's a kid I don't like there. His name's Joshua Barrel.
Oh, my God.
And because people would always be like, Joshua Barrel, you're Joshua Barrett. You know,
for sure. And
so
just a word association. That's amazing.
For the next, I guess, 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I moved on to different schools. Never saw that kid again.
Yeah.
Met Josh Barrett. Kid. He was a very cool guy. I liked Josh Barrett. Mm-hmm. And then just two years ago, I'm sitting at my kitchen table after work one day. I'm sitting there and I have this epiphany. I'm like, mm-hmm. that little kid that scared me when I was young.
Barrel,
Joshua Barrel, Joshua Barrett. That face. Oh, my gosh. And I like grab my phone and we were in like a group text and I just randomly was like, Josh, did you used to go to a thing called Mother's Day Out? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, you bastard. It was you.
It was you the whole time. Oh, man, that's great.
I might have just clipped your
Joshua Barrel.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
But that said, he is vastly different person and he does not roll around now and try to like sweep you off your feet. With sure. his body mass.
Yeah, he does not.
And I like him a lot. He's one of the sweetest, most generous people ever.
Yeah, he could still freight train. I don't know if he could barrel. We should get him in a bounce house.
We should.
See what he
that
does.
That would be very funny. That would be a funny little thing to do, like some video or something.
See if we can barrel him around.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good story. And it's in the Worst Impressions universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Wow. We just keep learning more and more about Josh Barrel.
Joshua Barrel. I don't like him.
I love you, Josh. I love you, Josh.
Joshua Barrel.
Oh, man, that's great. So, moving...
I did steal his turkey though, so that's like some payback.
Oh yeah, we'll have him. I'll have to have him on and talk about the turkey situation. That'll be.
I would love to have his side of that.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Okay. Moving on. So was this actually before or after the? And I don't know what it was called, but the. I want to call it like the Little House on the Prairie show you did as like a child star.
This was years before that.
Oh, it was years before it? So yeah. How old were you in the thing?
That was in 2003. I was 9 and I turned 10 there.
So you remember everything?
I remember everything.
Everything.
All right, start. Remember everything.
start me at the beginning. Why are you guys... Why are you doing a, like, olden times experiment on film for PBS, I think?
Yeah. Well, technically it was BBC.
Oh, really?
But in the United States, it was PBS.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So, they had a series of shows they were doing. I think there was one before it. It was like Manor House.
Okay.
I think they might have had a second one before that one. Anyway, Colonial House was the only one that was Emmy nominated, as far as I know. That was the one that we were in.
It was called Colonial House?
Yeah, Colonial House.
Cool.
They took 20 some odd of us, I think it was 28 or something, from all around the United States. Actually, there were people from England as well.
Wow.
And basically gave us... the supplies, the very light training that, and took away everything else.
Really?
That, you know, like they left us in the same situation as like a Plymouth colonist.
Sure.
Arriving as a,
just a hope and a dream.
Yep,
and a shovel.
Here's the new world and some biscuits and dried food.
Did you get any seeds? You get any seeds to start off with?
We had to trade for the corn with the Indian tribe.
Really? They had Native American actors?
Actors. Oh, we were on their land.
Oh, you... So you were
We were miles. You were they put us on a boat, dude.
They're just like, we're going to just do this colonization thing again.
Yeah. They put us on a boat from... Boston. No. Like Plymouth Harbor. I don't know. Somewhere in Massachusetts.
Plymouth Harbor. Yeah.
And then in Plymouth Harbor. And then they sailed us on a tall ship for a couple days.
Wow.
Up to Maine. And there was this peninsula in Maine called Johnson's Point.
Yeah. And I mean, Johnson's Point. Show you a Johnson's Point. let's see. So was it Maine is cold. Were you in the winter?
We were there at the, let's see, when did it start? I think it started in May.
Okay. That's a good time. That's a real good time in
Maine. We would have died if it had been.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
But it was cold.
How long did you have to do it?
The whole entire thing was 5 months, I think.
Okay. That's not... Well, it's still a long time.
It's a long time.
Did you feel like you grew more than 5 months? Did you feel like you grew like 3 years in it, just maturity?
Well, yeah. I mean...
It's like I had hair on my testicle. Yeah. I had hair on my Johnson's Point. So I'll tell you that.
Yeah. No, honestly, a lot of the time it's just like, I kind of want to go home.
He's like,
I'm very hungry and cold.
Where's my Game Boy Advance?
They hadn't made those yet.
Yeah, 2003.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. 2003, I want to say we had
Ruby thinking, and Sapphire. I'm thinking the Game Boy Advance SP.
Probably,
the
yeah.
The little flippy one.
SP probably was not there. We'll have to, you know, we'll let the commenters tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'll get somebody that's like no. I would have wanted to go home and play Game Boy after 5 months or even after a month.
Yeah. Yeah. You
that's
would.
That's crazy. Did they help you at all? Was it like Survivor, or was it kind of more spoon fed a little?
No. The thing is, a lot of people have this. I don't know why, but they have this misconception, I guess, that it's like, oh, when the cameras stopped rolling, we just went to our hotel rooms or whatever.
Yeah.
No, we were there always.
Brutal.
Dude, we started becoming like primal.
I'm
in
sure.
The sense of like, we could smell the production team.
Yeah.
Over the hill. Like, we could be like, soap.
Yeah.
Pizza. Production.
Pizza soap.
Yeah.
We got pizza flavored soaps. That's insane. So, okay. That's a crazy time of your life.
Yeah.
I feel like. I personally, that just seems like a crazy thing to experience as a 9-year-old.
You should watch it.
I'm going to.
You should watch it on a. I think you can get it on Amazon.
We'll need to get a link and put it in the show notes. That would be great.
It'd be cool if I got royalties from selling that thing, but
no royalties for any of you, like anybody in your family?
I think I was legally obliged as a child, like a minor child at my age, for $5.
For the whole,
yeah.
$1 a month.
I think it was for me. I think my parents may have gotten, there was no like reward.
Right.
It was like, we'll cover your expenses back home.
Cool.
But you're not going to. You know, like, you're not going to, like, win anything.
Right.
Just don't die.
Yeah.
Make good television.
They'll talk about this in podcast years to come.
That's interesting, yes.
Okay.
Can I drink this? I would love
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. So you brought me, what'd you bring me here?
Well, I brought along my favorite scotch for us to nibble on.
Okay.
This is Lagavulin 16 years. This is like the great stuff.
The great stuff.
Very good.
All right. Let's get a taste. And now.
This comes straight from Islay.
Islay.
The island in Scotland where they make really good peated whiskies.
Okay.
Like Laphroaig and Ardbeg. And in fact, all the distilleries are within about a mile of each other or so. This one is the best, and it's 16 years old, which means when they bottled this, how many years was 16 years ago?
16 of so them? If in reference to Colonial House, that's plus or minus.
Hold on. What year was 16 years ago?
Couldn't tell you.
2014?
Wait, no, that's 10 years. So 2008.
One of my not superpowers of the tisms
is your math.
Is I don't math.
Sure.
Ooh,
nice.
I love that sound. I'm going to pull you up some.
This
will fill the room with an essence, by the way.
That's totally cool. I don't drink whiskey ever. So this is
very smooth and delicious.
This is an interesting experience.
It is nothing like you've ever probably had before, though. And you'll either really love this.
Okay.
Or you really won't.
Wow. I can smell this
already. Yeah. It'll fill the room.
I love the smell. That's for damn sure.
It's like ocean brine and diesel and like rope.
Got the hair of my Johnson's Point in this bitch.
Yep. And smoke.
Oh, yeah. Smoking. Oh, yeah, bitch.
It's $110 a bottle.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You just grabbed that on the way here?
This is my favorite stuff.
Oh my God. Well, keep it to yourself.
You should nibble on it.
No, it's great. I'm going to nibble on this.
Oh, he doesn't like it. That's what it is.
No, it's great, but I don't want to take any more of that from you.
Bro.
That's so expensive.
It's fine.
My goodness.
Like, this. If I buy something, I'm like, yo, this is really good. We should share it. Because chances are we won't have it that often. You know?
Yeah,
like,
no, we need to. Yeah, we'll have to party with that. Because this, honestly, to be fair, this is the best whiskey situation I've ever had. That's for sure. And I don't, because I just don't drink. So it's a single malt Scotch whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's peated. So
peated.
That's what
does that mean?
Peated is it's in. So all Scotch comes from Scotland.
That's what makes a Scotch.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's various parts of Scotland that things can be made in. There's like the Highlands and the Lowlands and the Glens or whatever. I'm not
the, the Glens. So and this Loch one, Lomond.
Yeah. So this one is from Islay.
Okay.
And a lot of Scotch is from Islay. That now it's an island on the. Sure. It's a very flat, wet.
Flat, wet,
moist island,
like a swamp.
Yeah,
I'd say.
And they don't have a lot of like so a lot of Scotch. You know, you make it with like barley and or corn or whatever, and then you mm-hmm. find other products to like sort of spice up the flavor.
Yeah.
Well, at some point they're like, "How do we make this taste like anything else?
Yeah,
there's nothing here but mud. I know what we'll do. We'll take the mud and burn it." And so they're
burning mud.
They're burning. Yeah.
Interesting.
So peat moss.
Oh, that's what. Duh. Okay. You know, makes sense.
It's just like layers and layers of hundreds of and thousands of years old.
Years of yeah.
Of like.
So we're getting ancient Scots spirits in here. Like.
Oh, yeah. Literally. Like the dead.
Yeah. The Highlanders.
Aye.
Look at my kilt. You'll see my Johnson's point. That's not going away.
I like it. Anyway, so it has that very, like, there's a very particular, like, brisket. It's like a brisket thing going on.
It makes me ho-ho-ho like a Santa Claus, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's very good. It's also okay if you don't like it
no.
to be like, hey, yeah.
I'll tell you straight up if I don't like it. I like it. It's my favorite whiskey thing I've ever had, that's for sure.
Cool,
thank you for bringing that. That is insane. That is somebody did tell me to do whiskey. I can't remember who it was. Somebody told me to do whiskey tastings on here, and I was like, wow, funny enough, I don't drink a lot of liquor or whiskey or scotch or anything, so I wouldn't know. I would need somebody to come on. So every time you come on, we should do that.
Oh yeah, dude. Next time I'll bring like some other
yeah.
scotch.
And then we can just get ripped with our Johnson's points on the table. You're going to loosen me up with this. Okay, what's the name of it again?
Lagavulin.
Lagavulin.
16 years old, baby. Oh, yeah.
He's going to...
They also make like the... There's like a 7-year and I think there's an 8-year and 12-year. And they're all good.
Right.
Like this okay. one is like...
But this is the big... This is the big dog.
It's the big kahuna.
Sick.
Kahuna.
Okay, big kahuna. What's your big, what's your favorite impression to do? And don't tell me you don't got one, because you've done them ever since I met you. You've been doing voices and accents and characters 24/7. What's your favorite one to do? Is it Scottish?
No, I don't really know. I don't like particularly try to impersonate a human
sure.
that I know.
Sure, like absolutely. You just like to do the voice, like do a voice.
I like to do the
create
like
create a character.
The voices are fun.
Yeah,
and like I like them all sort of. I guess Australian's pretty nice.
Whoa.
I really like to try to do that.
That's a really good Australian. Australian's probably the hardest one for me. I can't even do it.
South African's a bit harder.
Ooh, like who am I thinking of? I can't think of the band.
De Antwoord.
Yeah, De Antwoord.
Get this right, motherfucker. Yeah.
De Antwoord. That's yeah. a really good Australian accent. Do you do it when you go to Outback Steakhouse?
Outback Steakhouse, where the steaks are nice and juicy.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
There you go.
Come in for a blooming onion. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No, I actually don't. I make my own steaks, and I make them fantastically.
Fair enough. No, I think it's insufferable a little when somebody's like, I'm gonna pretend to be British for this waiter this whole time and see if they notice. It's like, well... That waiter doesn't give a fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a actor, theater kid thing to do. That's a really good Australian accent. You can also do, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but you can also do, because you had like a little bit of a rap career. You can do your own beatboxing a little bit.
Dude, you... you want to know, I try to find like interesting sounds I could make with my mm-hmm. voice. A lot of it started out, continues to be kind of cringy. I don't do that as much.
No, not even cringy. But not cringy. Like, the older we get, the more it's like, actually, that's pretty cool.
But the thing is, I don't do it for such a long time. Then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And then I try to do it. And I'm like, oh, I haven't practiced in a while.
Yeah.
But I try to find, like, weird, various sounds I could do with my voice.
Absolutely. And Foley.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so there's obviously like the little crab scratch thing, which this is going to take me a couple tries now that I have a beard. When I first learned to do this, I was navified and I didn't have any facial hair.
Sure,
so. Sure. Hold on.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sick. So that was with his mouth. What the fuck? That was crazy.
You can try to do like the little Tuvan throat singing things where, well, there's like some throatiness stuff.
But that was cool. That was cool.
You can't do it as well, but
with the recording software, you just need a little taste of it.
I'm trying to learn how to polyphonic overtone sing.
The hell is that?
Which is, have you ever heard like the dudes from Nepal that are like,
I want to say I have, but I don't know for sure.
This is going to sound kind of like Kermit, cool. But if you also like, I'm not very good at this, so it'll take me a second. This is going to be very funny.
Okay.
It's going to be embarrassing, but you'll hear little, like a scale underneath the tone.
Sure. Lay it on me.
Did you hear that?
That's pretty cool.
You couldn't hear it. Could you?
No, I hear it. I think it's cool. Hopefully, if people are listening to this like right after the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Like people are just like, what the hell?
Ecliptica.
Do you think anything crazy is going to happen with the eclipse, or we're just going to just go right on with our day? We're going to pull up to McDonald's just like any other day.
I mean, crazy.
You think it's gonna be crazy?
What, like the second coming of Gripthon or something?
Something, yeah. People are saying, you know, Megazords and Godzillas are gonna come.
They say that every time, and I'm always like,
yeah.
Well, probably not. And they never are like, oh, oops.
I know, they never are just like,
it's just like the next Tuesday is like, no, it's going to be this time now. when Facebook went down briefly on Super Tuesday.
Oh, right.
People were like, it's because it's Super Tuesday and they know it's a dry run. I'm like, man, if they've had all of this power.
Right.
If they have this throw switch and this is just a dry run and they do all these dry runs for years and years, they're really bad at taking over the world.
Sure.
Because they should have done it by now.
Right? Like, I was like, what have you been doing this whole time? If you have this power. That's a pretty good point.
It is. It's like there's hidden symbols and everything. Like, what kind of message would they, what do they need to say? They have all the power, so why don't they just do it already? Like, if you're going to take over, do it. Dang.
You want to, let's talk about a time where I felt pretty powerless. I'll start the story and I'll let you pick it up. But we're playing because I haven't even really introduced you. This is David Wires, right? He's been my friend for a long time. He's been in my phone for forever as David Shades Wires.
Chaotic Neutral.
Chaotic Neutral. But back in the day, a big slew of us idiots would go over to your house and we'd play hide and seek in this church that we were able, like we had permission to play in, I believe, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had the keys and...
Yeah, your family, has the church. And it was just a big empty church and we could play hide and seek, you know, like good, innocent, what were we, like tweens?
Tweens?
Tweens? Were we? Or were, no. No, we were in high school. Oh, geez. That's even more embarrassing.
I came in like on episode 10.
So, did you?
Like, yeah. Or episode 100 or something.
Maybe, yeah. That's fair.
For you guys. In that's y'all's fair. World.
So, well, anyways. So we're playing hide and seek in this this church. And it's a wonderful place for a bunch of kids to play. You know, we're doing nothing.
It's like 2 a.m. when all the lights were off in the church.
Exactly. Nothing illegal. Typically, teenagers would be, you know, doing crazy shit. But we were really being very innocent, just playing a simple game of hide and seek.
We were. Yeah.
And I was hiding.
Yeah.
With a couple of fellow
I think
idiots.
I was to be the seeker. I was definitely supposed to be seeking.
For this scenario, yeah, I think you were.
But I was outside of the church at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And two unmarked black SUVs roll up. And I am standing outside the church near the foyer. And uh-huh. So
sure.
Everybody else is inside.
Hiding. We think we're doing well.
You think that you're hiding from me, and yes. You think that I'm seeking you.
100%.
I was outside talking to two females, mm-hmm. friends of ours.
Sure.
And I was like, I'll get to seeking in a bit.
It's like, let me do some talking first.
Uh-huh. And then these two black SUVs pull up, and they sort of do like this maneuver of like, both pointing their grills at me.
Yeah, they're Johnson points.
And at that point, like, these floodlights kind of come on from the vehicles onto me. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this must be law enforcement. And they, of course, the doors swing open and they are coming out like, hey, let me see your hands. What are you guys doing? And I was in a bathrobe, by the way.
Yeah, that was another thing is you insisted on running around in a bathrobe.
It's very comfortable.
You at least had pajamas under it, I believe. I don't think you were free sacking it.
Probably not much, though, under there.
Probably not much. A thin layer covering your Johnson's mm-hmm. point.
Yeah. Take a shot every time Eric says that.
Yeah, it's like, how many times?
How many times?
Okay, so you got the cops. Me and a whole bunch of other people are hiding inside.
One of the cops immediately starts like, by all accounts, we were looking like we were breaking into a church.
It looked, yeah. I was like, oh, there's a group of teenagers vandalizing a church.
Yeah.
100%. Totally understood what they were concerned about.
So I have my hands where they can be seen. And while one cop is really grilling me, the other cop, I think there was a couple, but one of the cops started to move into the church, mm-hmm. into the foyer. Yeah. And he had asked or said, is there any more people in this church? And I was like, oh yeah, there's several, like, I don't know how many, there was probably like eight to 10.
Yeah.
Eight or 10 a lot. People in this church. Everyone's hiding. These cops also did not have on their like red lights because they were being all clandestine.
Mm-hmm.
And so this second cop starts walking in the church. He's like, is there anybody else in there? I was like, yeah, there's quite a few actually. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, he started to walk in to the church to wrangle y'all. And mm-hmm. I mentioned, I was like, hey, they're going to think that I'm messing with them.
Yeah.
And like if you encounter one, they're going to like tackle you or something.
Yes.
At this point, and I was trying to tell the cop, hey, don't go in there. Let me go in and like say, hey.
Which is a little suspicious because they're just like, why are you stopping me from going in there?
So and then he draws his gun.
Oh. God.
And starts to walk into the church. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah. It's like, because you're going to lose a friend.
I'm going to lose a friend. Somebody's going to like, somebody's going to jump on the cop. And it's just going to be like, stop prison. And then in China Spring, a tragic accident.
Yeah.
And then Eric Anderson, yes. age 18, was killed yesterday after being struck multiple times by a cop for vandalizing the church.
Oh man, no.
It would have been horrible and fate would have changed. But anyway.
So on the hider side, we just hear bang, bang, bang. Come on out with your hands up. And we were like, I just lean over. I'm just like, that's a pretty good cop impression, David Wires. It's like, you're not fooling me.
I was a prankster. Like, I was a, yeah.
So guys, his cop voice is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which it was great because you had predicted that we would do that. We fully did think that.
Yeah.
All of the cards were just like, we're dead.
Like, I was sort of like,
oh man.
Like, laughing at the situation, and the cop was not having it.
No,
like,
they were pissed.
He was very angry at me. Mm-hmm. And, but I was trying to also explain, like, hey, literally,
yeah,
there is danger involved here. Please don't.
Right. it sucked because we were so truly the most innocent possible. Like thinking back, I was like, wow, that's the most innocent thing. I think that was also my first like run in with police, what? Like in a way that I'm in trouble.
That was like my at least 20th.
Oh my God.
Like, I wasn't a bad kid. It was like, yeah, sure. I met him all the time, the cops, but they would just, I would, you know, be hanging out at places. And then they would just roll up and be like, hey,
he looks like a shady individual.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And I would be like, nothing, man. Like, really?
Nothing, man. I'm just hanging out outside.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything in it.
Those aren't mine. I'm holding it for my cousin. I found those on the ground. I was going to take them to the police station.
I promise. I only smoke three of them.
Yeah.
No, I mean zero.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. What is that, cocaine? That's powdered sugar.
Yes.
It's my mom's.
She's making a Danish in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why that suddenly happened.
But
spontaneous New so Jersey.
Anyways, we get it resolved.
I am outside, by the way, and I see you guys coming out one by one. With your hands up.
Because we eventually, after long enough, we were like, that might be a cop.
Which was the funniest thing I had ever seen. Now, I am on...
Terrified.
I'm standing there with my hands on my head, and I drop to my knees because I am laughing so hard.
And so, at that point, now the joke part is reignited.
Yeah. Eric then puts his hands down and goes, just like, David, this a joke?
Are these your cop friends?
And then the
you
cops
called. Like, he's like, are these like your uncles or something? This is a good old fashioned prank, man. And they were just like, this is not a prank. I was like, oh,
and then
shit.
His hand shot right back like, up.
Shit, sorry, sir. And like, there's 10 other people, honestly, way more scared than I was because they were really like, we're not close enough with Eric and David to like, like we really now that all these other people we really want to go home. Like,
so the cop was like, all right, you're all like 17, so
yeah,
we're gonna need to see a guardian if you're allowed to be at this church. Right. I had zero ID. I didn't have a phone.
I know.
I was just in a robe.
He's like, yeah, I was like
in like, a churchyard.
He's like, all y'all look suspicious, and he's got his Johnson Point poking out of that robe.
I'm in a churchyard at 2 a.m. with a robe and no ID. No, like, anyway. So my dad comes out. He's the pastor of this church.
This basically resolves it. Like that.
But this is what's funny about that. He got the last laugh. My dad is waking up bleary eyed. The cops are all like, because you weren't at this encounter. Like, he was coming to. Resolve this.
Sure.
I was like, everything will be cleared up. You'll see, cops.
Yeah.
You know, and then the cops are like, here's the situation. There's a bunch of kids in your church and stuff. And one of them's in a bathrobe here saying that he knows the pastor here.
Yeah.
And my dad looks and he just goes, I don't know these kids.
That's so good, dude.
And then
that's
like,
awesome.
After, like, just like for 5 seconds, he lets it hang while he just stares at me. And I'm like, that okay.
So, Dad, you can stop.
Dad.
You can stop joking now, please.
And then he kind of starts to chuckle, and then the cop kind of chuckles. Like, oh, all right.
The guns That was rough because the guns were out. We were like, that was the craziest part. We were just like, all right.
Well, the church had also been like burglarized, and I think it was a neighbor.
That's right. Okay. Oh, we forgot to preface that. I forgot about that.
I had to.
Before we played, that's where we fucked up. Is that it was previously burglarized, right?
Mm-hmm. It had previously been burglarized, and
I forgot.
I think there were neighbors in the vicinity
that
had like known about that, and they were like, "Okay,
yeah,
we'll be on the lookout if anybody else comes to try to like steal the copper out of your walls."
Right.
And so, what do you see when all the lights are off? It's 2 a.m. and there's a bunch of shenanigans going down at the church in the country. You call the cops.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Looking back, I'm just like, absolutely call the cops. That looks insane. But man, it couldn't have been more perfect though. The you going, hey, they're going to think you're me joking. And then literally on the other wall, like on the other side of the wall, like a couple rooms in, me and a few people just being like, that's a really good cop impression. Bravo, David.
Were you at any of the Ground Zero parties, particularly the one that entire fire department started to try
not,
to find us?
Not that one, but I believe we had done a few different. Now, these are other occasions, but these like of the Roman candle fights back in the day. Yeah, yeah. We did plenty of those, I think, with New Year's.
We figured out. The secret to a really, really crazy party was we build a bonfire as usual, and then we kids pile into a vehicle. We drive over to the Dollar General.
Sure.
We buy, at that time, Dollar General had $1 spray paint cans.
Oh, no.
So we would buy about 20 of them.
You have to be 18 to buy them.
They never checked.
They sure didn't. Probably.
So we would buy all their spray paint cans. Pretty much a few times a week.
Oh, man.
And then we would go back to my house. This is all alleged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
None of this happened.
Yeah, it's like, allegedly. This is all also, this whole show, just in general, it's all fiction. We have pre-scripted, hilarious joke stories.
This, in a theoretical world where this would happen, you could buy these spray paint cans.
Yeah.
You know, the metal ones.
That was a good spray paint.
And we would go into my backyard and throw them one at a time into the bowels of the fire. Man. We would cast it into the fire. Then we would run because we had about anywhere between 5 seconds and a minute.
0 seconds. Okay. Good.
For that to be a pressurized chemical explosive with metallic shrapnel. And
that's
pretty
cool.
It would make this incredible 30-foot mushroom cloud.
That's awesome.
But it was also terrifying because like shards of metal are going.
That may be in the back of my mind. I cannot remember.
But you know, again, if you're a neighbor, all you see is, oh my gosh, in the back of the wire's house, there are mushroom clouds.
Yeah.
And like, and it would like, people were saying they would see the cloud be like flash. like the windows would rattle. It was like rattling their windows, and there would be like this, boom, you know, like this. Mm-hmm. Sorry for hitting your.
No, you're good.
Like an audible like, boom, that shocked through the ground because it was fun.
Yeah,
it was very. Illegal.
It sounds like you had a lot of fun there. That's sick, dude. Well, those are some pretty amazing stories. You're a good storyteller, by the way. Just so you know.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to take any more of your time, but we have a lot of stories that we did not get to.
Oh, yeah.
We did not get to today, but will you come again?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about, you know, the turkey heist.
Turkey heist. We got to talk about your ice cream truck.
Part of the turkey heist.
Okay.
That was a vital instrument.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Do you remember?
Go on.
Do you remember Operation Lucky Spots?
Okay, so I think that might be one of my first like group video episodes is talking about that. I want to get as many people.
We almost.
I know, but this is a foreshadow I'm not going to reveal what Lucky Spots is.
It's like Ocean's 11.
Yes. And I want to get as many people as we had into the studio. I'm actually going to have one pretty soon. He's scheduled. So we'll see if he comes. That was like kind of on the outskirts of it. And, but yes,
dude, we will
do like a group and like have everybody kind of sit around and share mics or whatever.
I'm just saying, if we had been, if we had chosen a life of crime, we would have been very good.
we would have had to have some sacrifices along the way. But I think a few of us would probably
be getting out of prison about now.
I think a few of us would have made it out pretty good with some dough for sure. If that was our first one and that was our gateway. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, we will definitely, we need to do like blueprints and everything. That'll be a very visual story. That's a good one. Well, before we go, is there anything you want to say? Anything you want me to plug? Anything you want me to shout out?
I'll shout out my my Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's it for me.
Beautiful. Thank you, David.
Thanks for having me. This was fun, man.
No, absolutely. I'm glad. I'm glad you had fun. I really hope you will come back and we can have you on a bunch of times. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. Before I let everybody go, follow Worst Impressions on Instagram and also on TikTok while it's still alive. Who knows? Don't forget to check the Patreon if you want to subscribe to the Patreon. The Patreon's in the show notes. Worst Impressions with Eric Anderson. And don't forget to spay and neuter your pets. And
good night, everybody.
Good night.